Yeah, I saw this Sipurnu in the Medrash Shachar Tov quoted by Rav Zaitchik, that's out. I think my shmooze is a little different than his, but the Marmakom, he has to get credit for. I was in Medrash Shachar Tov, I would not pick him in. The Maisa, what is a little interesting is that after I saw it and I to hear the shmooze, I wanted to print it up. I took out the yeshiva has a sefer with a sefer Sipurnu Hamavur, and the person on the bottom explains the Sipurnu a little different than the way I would, or also with a different way of Zaitchik learns the Sipurnu, which probably the basic shmooz doesn't make a difference, but it does affect it a little bit. So let's first read the Maramukom and try and discuss the Tub Shatim, and then we'll see the different shmooz. The Pasuk says that after Yosef went ahead and became the king, and Paro gave him a wife, so he had a child, first child. And he named him Menashe, ki nashani elokim esko amoli vesko beis avi. So apparently, nashani, I don't know what the word, very unclear word, but the Medrash Shachar Tov says, and it seems like Sipurnu learned the same thing, it means forgot. And Hashem made me forget. Or Amali means my tzaras. That's how he learns. Or from the tzaras, from since he left, the way that Shachar Tov learns means all the tzaras that occurred to him when he left his father. He was in jail. He had to work. He was he had to work for Potiphar. He was like a slave, and then he's thrown in jail, etc. Vesko beis avi means all the tzaras that he had with his father's house. His brothers wanted to kill him. Obviously, that's a tremendous tzar. Your own brothers betray you, so to speak, stab you in the back, attempt to kill you, throw you in the pit with the nechashim, whatever. So Yosef is saying that he's thanking Hashem that he forgot that because he's naming the Menashe because Hashem made him forget all these terrible things. So, just a simple pshat in the Sipurnu, why did he forget? So the Sipurnu says, Ki nishayin elokim kinyin la'osid, kamro ki nishku atzaras rishayinus. So apparently what the Sipurnu is saying, not that Yosef had a bad memory, obviously Yosef is a genius, he didn't stop forget. Sure, but he forgot emotionally because because of the good. Right, that's what the Medrash Shachar Tov also says. Kivin shenoda li zeh, wasn't stam I forgot. It was this child did it. Meaning, and that's what the Sipurna says. Kinyan osid. In other words, when a person says in the osid means osid lavo. That's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The pasuk in Yeshayahu. It's a little bit cryptic to Sipurnu. I mean, just like the Asa Lavo, Shem's going to say things are going to be good, Klai's are going to be great, and because things are good, that's going to cause that we're going to forget all the tzaras of Godus. Because when things are good, you forget the bad. So that's what Yosef is saying also. Since things are good, how are things good? Because I have a child. Obviously, having a child is a good thing. So because things are good, therefore I forgot. So it doesn't mean he forgot. If he forgot, he wouldn't be thinking because he doesn't remember. Right? Obviously, I'm sure Yosef, if you would ask him, he could give you a blow-by-blow description of every single, thing. There were G'dayle Ador that never forgot anything. I remember the time they got up to Shinsky, told me, or Meir Simcha told his father, he never forgot anything in his life. Taras Mima writes down in his sefer, he never forgot anything in his life. The Degra, they say he could say over Shas backwards. I'm sure Yosef, he could have told you everything that happened with the exact what color shirt they were wearing, but emotionally he forgot. Right? It doesn't mean he forgot. Obviously, because he had a kid, all of a sudden he forgot. That doesn't make sense. It means since things are going good. He has a kid. So therefore, he forgot the pain the anguish, the sorrow of what he went through is forgotten. Just like the Asalavo, when we have the after the Mashiach comes and things are good, we will forget the bad. And it's really the opposite. If they have the Rashi on the bottom, it's also in this week's Parsha. It says there that when Paro, in his dream, Paro saw that the two sets of animals, one was a skinny animal, first came the fat animals and the skinny animals, and the skinny animals ate the fat animals. So Rashi says it's a simen, it's really, that's the converse. That in the Sipurno is, when things are going good, you forget the previous bad. And the Rashi is saying, when things are going bad, you forget the previous good. So it's the same basic psychology. Okay, that's the Chazal. Just where is the Machlekes? So the Machlekes seems to be that we mentioned, and in what was Yosef's point? What was he thanking Hashem on? So this Perish in the bottom learns, it doesn't talk about the Medrash Shachar Tov, he's going on to Sipurno. He says that Yosef was thanking Hashem. What was Yosef trying to thank Hashem for? So he says that Yosef was trying to thank Hashem for, look how good things are, because he was saying a shmooze. I see, I forgot. I see, I don't feel the pain. Why? It must be because things are so good, because when things are so good, you forget. So it's a way of proving, look how amazing things are. That look how amazing, that it's so amazing that I even forgot. So Yosef was thanking Hashem for giving him this amazing brachas, that the brachas are so big that they make me forget. I thought that was very daichik, because it doesn't mention anything about the brachas. He doesn't mention anything. The only thing Yosef says is, I forgot. So you have to figure out that he's not thinking that the forgetting is only a simen. According to the parish, the forgetting is a simen how good things are. Thank you, Hashem, that I forgot, because that means that things are wonderful, and I'm really thanking you for it's wonderful. So why don't you just come right out and say, thank you for making things wonderful. You have to give me a shmooze. Yosef is saying a musar shmooze. Thank you, Hashem, for things are wonderful. Now, you wouldn't know how wonderful it is, so I'm giving you a shmooze. Just say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me a child. According to the truth is, the parish in the Baam is not learning that he's thanking Hashem for giving you a child, but thanking Hashem for making me king. But even that, it's like, but for sure the Medrash Shachar Tov, you know, he's thanking Hashem for the child. So it's the child that made him forget, not the king. So just say straight, thank you, Hashem, for giving me a child. Right? Yosef's child is no different than anyone else who had a child. So what does he have to go ahead and start saying, I forgot? That's irrelevant. You know, everyone knows what a child is. So he should say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me a child. So it seems, I thought, and Amaisa Razaychik learned it the same way, and I think it's Pashup Shat, is that Yosef is not thanking for the child. He's not thanking for being the king. He's not thanking for being rich, powerful. He's thanking because he forgot. He's saying, thank you, Hashem, that you created this teva in the world, that when things go well, you forget the past. You forget the emotion, that you emotionally forget. Which I think is a shtickle, in other words, the shmooze, but not getting to the main shmooze. It's just that Yosef is having everything amazing. He's a king, he's rich, he has a child, right? All these wonderful things are happening to him. So he doesn't thank Hashem, the way I learned this Yipurnu, he's not thanking Hashem for these amazing things. But instead, he's thanking Hashem for something else, which is probably because it's either more important or a bigger nes. Okay, having a child, okay. That's not such a super nes. Becoming the king, it is a super nes, but okay. You know, but that I should forget, that's like amazing. Because, you know, and as when you think about it, it is amazing. I remember. Yosef didn't forget. He remembered everything. But somehow or another, it doesn't bother him anymore. So that's amazing. How is it that the pain just disappeared? So this was such an amazing thing in Yosef's eyes, that's the way I'm reading the Siporno, that Yosef felt more hakaras hatov for this than even for the simcha of all the amazing brachas that he had. In other words, that Yosef, instead of thanking Hashem for all the amazing brachas which he had, he went from one extreme to the other, right? He went from Yeshua Hashem Kecherfayim, from being in the jail to becoming the king, becoming rich, becoming powerful, getting a shidduch, having a child, everything from one extreme to the other. He's not thanking Hashem for all that. I'm thanking Hashem for something greater, something more wondrous. Even though there's also Nisim Gluyim, how your guy goes from jail to become the king in 1 minute. That's pretty amazing. But this is a bigger nais. Right? A bigger nais that these terrible things happen to me, and I remember them, clar. It's not like I forgot. I remember every little detail, every little nuance. But yet, it doesn't bother me anymore. I don't feel the pain. I'm not angry. I'm not angry at my brothers. I don't feel upset. I'm not aggravated. That's like even a bigger miracle. Okay, that's how I read the Siporno. What is the point? Why do I think this is such an amazing Siporno? Because, as guys probably know already, I like giving shmuzim on the topic of being happy. That's one of my favorite topics. Why do I like giving shmuzim on being happy? Because we're not happy, so we have to try and be happy. So one of the reasons why people are not happy is very often people have a problem. And, okay, so you tell them that, listen, problem will go away. Problems go away eventually. Your boyfriend dropped you, your girlfriend dropped you, a friend insulted you, something happened, Okay, you'll get older, it'll pass. Gamza Yavor, your Rebbe doesn't like you, your Chavrusa dropped you, Things will, life goes on, and in a year from now, it'll be over. But people walk around, why do they get all depressed? People, lo aleinu, they commit suicide. Something, their boyfriend drops them, the girl commits suicide. Why? You get a new friend. The feeling is, I'll never live it down. It's so painful. I was rejected. I was hurt. They insulted me. They publicly humiliated me. I went through this. My life is ruined forever. I have this sorrow. This is the what people think is when someone has a sorrow and they're in tremendous pain, they feel that they'll never get over it. And the truth is, logically, they're right. Because, you're not going to forget. Certain things you just don't forget. How can you forget something major in life? You're not going to forget it. Just a simple seer. I was just, this Shabbos, I had to take care of an older relative of mine. I went there for Shabbos to help out, and my wife went out to help out. We stayed at his house. So he's behind her, 94. He lives in Germany. Asked him, do you remember Kristallnacht? He said, of course. How could I forget? It was basically 80 years ago, almost. I could forget? Can't forget such a thing. Right? So a person, a person, especially this is a regular Joe person. People, especially Yosef, person doesn't forget. And I think the shmoozes we're talking about, we're not just talking about any psalm person. We're talking about Yosef. See the Rashi, okay, they're talking about the Mitzrim. You read the Rashi, you say, okay, what do you want these low life Mitzrim? They live in the present, so So okay, so when things go bad, they forget the good. They don't have hakar. But Yosef is a tzaddik. He has hakar satov. Yosef, and he has not just hakar, he has Yerushalayim, of course. Yosef is the in Chazal, he's like the world's biggest genius, right? Yosef was appointed when he was 17. His father appointed him to be in charge of all the brothers, the Shiftei Kah. According to the Moshe Mephoreshim, Borno says it pretty clearly over there, the reason why the brothers were jealous of Yosef is because Yosef was appointed to be the head of the brothers. Why was Yosef appointed to be the head of Reuven, Shimon, Levi? They were many, many years older. Because he was brilliant. That's what it was. Yosef was this, you know, imagine. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they're 20 years older than him. They're pretty big people too. Pretty big tzaddik and pretty chashuv people. And Yosef, this little whippersnapper kid, Yaakov goes ahead and says, he's in charge. Why? Because he's the most brilliant. He's the biggest, he's a genius, right? And that's what Paro said. You know, when Yosef, it's hard exactly to understand what happened here, but when Paro meets Yosef, so Paro's reaction is, Hanimso kezeh isha sheruach elokimbo. And then he says, "Ein navon v'chacham kemoicha." Right? Paro, one meeting with Yosef, and he paskins that Yosef is the smartest person in the whole world. I assume that, you know, Yosef was just this amazing brilliance that it just, you know, you met him one time. Paro was a pretty big guy, but I don't think he gave out compliments so quickly, you know. And "Ein chacham v'navon v'chacham kemoicha." You're the wisest man in the whole world. That's it. No shaita. So here you have the guy that's the most brilliant person in the whole world, way brilliant than all the other shift they call. And he goes ahead and he has all these traumatic experiences when he's young. His brothers want to kill him. He has to be sold as a slave. He's in jail, right? It's a pretty horrible life. And it's all forgotten. It's gone. Wait a minute, what happened? Yosef, you're a genius. How is it gone? Because there's a certain teva. There's a parenty. What you see in this Sipurnu is a tremendous insight that there's a teva in life that Hashem put in the world that when things change, if your things were bad and they changed to good, or vice versa, from Rashi, the other way, if it's from good to bad, a person, of course you don't forget the details, but the emotions disappear. They don't, even you could be the biggest genius. And therefore, it's a very, very, I think it's a very sadistic thing, because it gives a person a tremendous simcha. So when a person has a problem, a person can say, Gamze Yavor. Going to go away because I, what do you mean, the scar is so deep? No, there's no such thing. You can have, what could be worse than your betrayal, your brothers tried to kill you, but it's forgotten. I don't feel it anymore. That's the human nature. And that's such an amazing nace that when I learned Chayim the Sipurnu, and I think this is how Rav Zaitchik learned too, that this was to Yosef, in Yosef's mind, a greater nace than the fact that he became appointed king, that Yeshua Hashem Karevayim, that went from a slave to a king, was a greater nace than having a child. That I could lose, that the all the aggravation, all the anger could just disappear. All the hurt, gone. It's gone. It's gone. Right? The Rashi said, it seems to be also, if it's like forgotten, completely forgotten, that's it. Just disappears. So again, so there's two obviously nafkaminas. One is that if chas v'shalom, a person does have something bad happens, a major tragedy happens in a person's life, a person should not feel that that's it. I'm scarred for life. I'll never be able to recuperate. I'm scarred. I'll never be happy. I'll always walk around with this scar, this insult, this pain, so we see from here, it's not true. Hashem created an amazing nace. It's a nace. It doesn't make sense. It's a Yosef is Mishabech HaKosh Baruch Hu for it. That Hashem created a teva that, not that you don't remember, of course you remember, but somehow or another, assuming, and I mean, it has to be that the situation changes. Situation doesn't change, then the situation constantly reminds you every day the same thing. You're still in the same situation. Okay, so then you might still remember. But assuming the situation changes, which is definitely possible, everyone can realize situation can change, so that when a person, even if he has the greatest hurt, the greatest betrayal, the greatest insult, whatever it is, a person should realize that as much as he's in pain and in anguish and insulted, it can all go away. The other nafka mina is the converse, that if a person you have in the Rashi, because it's the same, once you see one, it goes with the other, it's the same, you can have, life can be great, you can have the most amazing experiences, and yet you can lose it. The same, you can have, you know, a person can go and have some great, you know, whether it's simcha or spiritual, you know, you can go to Eretz Yisrael, right? Whatever it is, a person can have this amazing experiences in life, and yet, and then if chas v'shalom, life turns negative, then everything can be forgotten. And that's also the natural thing. And therefore, in the nafka mina for that would be that if one person had a good experience and he doesn't want to lose it, then he has to mamish work on it. You can't just assume, oh, I'll never forget. Not true. Person has to realize that emotions disappear. That's how the world, when the situation changes. So when a bad emotion happens, you can't get depressed, because we have to realize that al biderech hateva, assuming the situation will change, will go away. And when something good happens and we want to hold on to it for our whole lives, we have to go ahead and work, you know, just like you know, Musar B'Spidus. We have to rehash it and repeat it and chazer it and whatever one has to do to keep it alive, because otherwise it can just very well disappear. I know there's a, you know, just on that idea, just as a story, there's in there, Rav Yanka Galinsky, he has a, and he has to have all now, they're putting out all his svarim of his Musar Shmuzim. So one of the stories he tells there is that when he was in Siberia, he was sent to Siberia during World War II. So he said there were all kinds of political prisoners in Siberia. So he noticed one of the prisoners would sneak out. He would sneak out every, wake up early every morning to put on tefillin. And he saw another prisoner also sneaking out, a guy. Also, you know, it's very strange. No one, he didn't get up early for no reason. I'm sure as is, and he'd wake you too much sleep. So he was curious what this other person is getting up early for to do. So he watched. He says the person would put on a uniform and he would do all kinds of salutes. He would do all kinds of, like, salute him, make believe he's saluting people and giving orders. So he asked him, he went over to him, he caught him red-handed, what are you doing? So he said that I was a major general, I don't remember in what country, it's at some country that the Russians overran, and now I'm a nobody and I don't want to forget who I am. So I'm learning, you know, Musar B'Spidus. I'm putting on every day my general outfit. I was able to smuggle my uniform into Siberia, and I'm chazering every day that I'm not a prisoner. I'm a general. So that's the same. That's the word that a person has to realize, that feelings disappear. So negative feelings, we can be cheered up. We can be happy to know that they do not last. We don't have to go ahead and do something drastic. We don't walk around after that. Be'ezus Hashem, they'll go away. And if there's something positive, we have a positive, good experience, then we have to do things to keep it alive. You have to go ahead, because if we don't keep it alive, even if you say, I'll never forget, wow, it was such an amazing experience, how could I ever forget such a thing? You'll be amazed. The person will forget. He'll remember the facts, but the emotions will disappear, the inspiration will disappear, the simcha will disappear, the message will disappear, and unless you go ahead and do something to keep it alive, then it'll be forgotten forever.